Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC podcast for the week of May 28th through June 1st of 2007. Next week is the start of the summer semester at Heartland. Just wanted to remind everyone that the IDC is open over the summer. If you need assistance with teaching and learning issues, assessment, course development, or multimedia development, stop into the IDC. In this week's tips and tricks section, I thought I would share a tip for speeding up the Firefox browser. If you're a broadband user at home and you use Firefox as your browser, following these steps will speed up the pages loading in Firefox. First, you open Firefox, then up in the space where you type in the URL, clear that out and type the words about, a colon, and the word config, C-O-N-F-I-G, with no spaces in between any of that. And then you click Return. This will bring up the configurations for Firefox. You scroll down and look for the following entries: network.http.pipelining, network.http.proxy.pipelining, and network.http.pipelining.maxrequests. Normally, Firefox makes only one request to a web page at a time. When you enable pipelining, it will make several requests at once, which will speed up page loading. You need to alter the entries as follows. You set the network.http.pipelining to true by double-clicking on the word false. You also set the network.http.proxy.pipelining to true in the same way. And finally, you set the network.http.pipelining.maxrequests to a number like 30 by double-clicking on the number 0 and then entering your new number. If you enter 30, this means that the browser will make 30 requests at one time. And then lastly, you need to right-click anywhere on the side and then select New and Integer, and you name it nglayout.initialpaint.delay, with no spaces between any of that, and set its value to 0. This value is the amount of time the browser will wait before it acts on any information that it receives, so it will act instantaneously. If you didn't quite get all of that and you want to email us in the IDC, we'll get an email out to you with those directions. That's all for the IDC podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. We'll be updating podcasts weekly with news and events about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, so check back often. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email us or call us in the IDC. Our contact information is on our IDC website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.